Our guest on our program, Drew Nelson, Provost of the Boone Campus, Des Moines Area Community College. Good to have you back.
Good morning, Jim, and good morning all our listeners in Boone County.
Hey, I tell you, it's a little over a month.
I know. I know. You hit July 4th. You think that's half the summer. And what happened?
Yeah. It was here somewhere.
It's nice that it's punctuated by loud noises, but you know, it gives you a breaking point. But
and I go back to when we talked in April, and we were literally weeks away from the spring commencement.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it just flies by. So it has flown by in part. Normally our summers are slow in terms of enrollment because we don't get high school students like we used to because they have so many dual credit opportunities in the schools. And $15 an hour jobs are hard to compete with for everyone this summer.
Sure.
So we don't have, I think we only have about two or three classes running this summer between here and Hunziker that are face-to-face, lots online. So it is slow on campus, but DMAC's doing a reorganization overall, so that's been taking a lot of all of our time to do.
And facility-wise, again,
we're working.
It's over the summertime, like, all educational group. I mean, this is where you get a little bit of a lull for your staff to be able to actually get some of these things done.
We've done a really good job this year in the last couple of years of planning out a refresher for that main building, especially and outside as well. If you haven't been up to school to the campus in Boone, you really ought to come this fall and see what the quarter center looks like where it's freshly painted inside. We are taking bids right now to get rid of the carpet that was, I don't know if it was original to the building, but it's at least 15 years old, and go with some stained concrete, textured concrete there and in a few other places. The public areas look great. We're finishing the nursing hallway is our last public area to paint inside. So we've been working very hard. Rachel Urkel has been great in kind of coordinating that because she has much better taste than I do. We use local companies for this. We contract with local companies to do the painting, especially. We've kept one guy awfully busy.
Yes, he has been.
He's been really busy. So the campus is going to look really fresh in the fall. Outside, it looks great because we've had a little rain.
Mm-hmm.
The guys have to mow a lot.
A lot more frequently than they have, which is kind of good for the ball fields.
The ball fields are in great shape. We have only had to run the sprinklers. You know, we don't want to run them a lot because we don't want that much growth in taking care of it. But in our trees, all the ash trees are, there's a few still there. We discovered that the ones on the north side in the medians are green ash and that they are just as susceptible to the emerald ash borer as the black ash are. So we are replacing those with a company from Woodward, and it's probably in the fall we'll do another planting. So by the time, you know, in 10 years or so, we'll have trees back. It's just going to look a little bare compared to what it was.
Yeah, it's one of the challenges we faced. But I tell you what, though, it's been busy out there. Now, I know apartment-wise, you've had some people there, but really most of it has been getting them redone as well.
Right. The apartments, which, if you don't know, we've got four-room apartments with 12 of them in each building, and more or less. We've got a few that have been split up or we have an office or something. But it's basically four students per room with two bathrooms and a living area and a full kitchen and washer dryer. And so we've had parents come in and say, this is better than where I'm living right now. I think I'll move in. And we have been replacing plumbing fixtures. We've been making sure the electrical is all good. We've been doing a lot of screen repairs and door repairs and things like that. So those are going to be great to move into. We're getting rid of some of the carpet in public areas and putting in roll-down durable flooring just because we don't want to have to replace it as often as it needs to be replaced with students. So those are looking great. The roofs got redone a couple years ago because of the derecho. Mm-hmm. The siding got redone because of the derecho. The buildings are looking great, and we only have about two more years before we get the last one paid off.
So,
and then we will look at what we might do next in terms of expanding our housing capacity, because right now it's full. I think we only had about two rooms left for non-athletes last week.
So that's pretty good.
That is good. We have spots for about up to maybe 200 students, but that would be really full. And we're well over, I'm sure we're at about 170, 180 now. And I mean, there's some athletes who are still recruiting. So yeah, recruiting's been busy and housing and facilities look great. We're hopefully going to take bids on some things that are needed to be done and just haven't gotten done yet. Mm-hmm. But the building is in better shape than it's been in a long time. So. And the wall's done too. That has held up. The one that Jim and I talked about.
And, you know, and that's, and we think back too. And we're talking back into the 60s when that part of the building was built.
And we found out, this is historical, but some people were around for this, that the wall that we're talking about is the one in the library that runs north-south in the hallway was not a load-bearing wall, but was sort of treated like one. There was some gaps that were missing, or there were things laid down on top of it that shouldn't have been, and it just, we don't know if it was a derecho or whatever that made it start failing. There was never any real danger, but there was stuff popping out that we didn't want, and that was fixed in the fall and is now completely redone. It looks great. That was and that convinced us we needed to do some serious painting because that wall looked so good.
Well, and even before that, remember all the windows.
Oh, the window door. Yeah, we had to replace windows because they were original to the building and they had failed. They were leaking, and our energy bills have gone down when we got windows replaced. If you've driven by, you've seen some screens up on the windows that face south. We weren't real happy with one set, so we're going to get those redone. But those screens are great because during the summer when no one's there anyway, it really cuts down on the solar radiation coming in and has cut our heating bills as well. So, yeah, things are getting replaced.
Good. Let's talk a little bit about fall semester. Yes. Again, we are just over a month away. Last time when we talked, you said you were looking at some pretty good numbers.
Yeah, the numbers are good. We're I don't know what we're looking at on campus without online, but the classes that I saw the other day were all making. I don't think there was anything face-to-face that was in any danger of being cut. And I know it's really early. We're still 6 weeks out. But the numbers are looking really good. And we've cut back. We don't have as many classes face-to-face or blended as we used to. And that's just how things are right now. We will hope that we can expand as we look at maybe some more athletic programming in the future long-term. But right now, things look really good. Everybody's got enough classes to teach. In fact, where we're struggling right now a little bit is to find staff on a few of them. If any lawyers want to come and teach business law, the ad is out there, folks. It's a morning class a couple days a week, but we'd love to get someone local to do that.
So if you can, yeah, somebody that'd be interesting.
Yep.
So business law. Let's see. Otherwise, enrollment numbers, like you said, looking
pretty
fair.
Yeah, they're good overall for the DMAC. They're up. We're down a little bit. But again, some of that is just because of how we count online classes. Those things move around like crazy. Literally, they move around as to where they count. Do they count with this campus or do they count with Distance Set or Ankeny? And so those change around almost every year. I'm real happy with where our numbers are at right now.
So we're feel good. We've got in the classes. Some of them that we keep looking at, like I always look, like civil engineering, technology.
Oh, and that's full.
You know, it's packed.
So we've been lucky in that when we move that to online mostly for COVID and they come in about 8 times a year, that model works really well for people already working who want to get a degree. And that's what the industry said they wanted. And man, it has been packed. We probably could do 2 classes a year. We just don't have the people to do it, to teach it. Renee White does an amazing job of managing that program.
So we've got that nursing program, and of course, still do.
Nursing's great. Power equipment technician will be running in the fall.
Okay.
That's the one that we do in partnership mostly with VanWall, but we're looking for other partners from businesses who want interns or who want input. We will continue to work on that, on the curriculum. Now, I won't be in charge of that because of the reorganization at DMAC. Jenny Foster, who's the executive dean, academic dean for workforce and technical, and she's working on that right now on doing some revisions to make sure that the classes that they have are more available and that we're not running super specialized classes. We want to line that up with the diesel program more.
Okay.
So, but it's still available. So if you've got someone who's interested in working on utility vehicles and engines in general, working at a dealership.
Sure.
And usually an ag implement dealership or a general dealership. Let them know that this is available, and it's right here in Boone. The classes are taught out off of at the Ag Expo Center.
Sure.
And then the other classes are taught here on campus. And there are scholarships available to pay for the whole thing.
Yeah, we still have some businesses that have an interest for those.
Right.
It's just a matter of finding the people that want that's what choice they want to make.
Right. So if you're a business who might be interested, give us a call. Go to dmac.edu/Boone. Shoot us an email or shoot me an email or call me. Just call the campus number and get in touch with me if you're a business who might be interested. This is a great way to get people and grow folks to work at your business, because once you've got them as an intern, you can check them out, they can check you out, and meanwhile they're getting all of the education they need from someone else. It works a lot quicker that way.
Yeah, so you did have some of your nursing faculty.
Yes.
Yeah, so we lost some long time.
So when we had our retirement, Cindy Corey left after 42 years, I think, and Penny Doolin, who'd been there about a dozen years. So we have now replaced the nursing instructors. I've not met the new ones, but I know that the hires are done. And we have a CNA full-time, a CNA instructor. So we'll be cranking out certified nursing assistants, which obviously in this town we need for long-term care. We're real happy about where that program is right now. Their hallway's getting painted. And then in the next few years, we're going to work on the facilities there to get appropriate flooring in, to repaint. Equipment-wise, we're in good shape, too. So you know, there's a navigator for that program who helps people kind of start it and get through it, Sue Mixdorf, who's on campus regularly. And then we've also got Gene Ostrander, who works with the civil engineering tech people and the power equipment technician people. So besides our advisors who know everything, we've got some people who really know specific programs, and we will refer interested people to them.
So they can walk them through for those that come in.
Yeah.
You know, if this might be something you want to look at, maybe changing your career.
Yeah, exactly.
Easy way to do it too. So we've got that's good. We got busy, and then the regular just come and be a student.
Come and be a student. Yeah. So our athletics wise, we have been busy in with sports camps this summer.
Oh, yes.
Which is made possible largely by the Fairway Fieldhouse. And I will thank Fairway again and all of our donors who made that possible, that building possible, because it has been busy this summer. When you look at 12-month periods for about the last year or 15 months, if you pick any 12-month period, we've got about 1,000 coming through of young athletes getting everything from middle school through high school. Plus leagues. We've hosted a few high school basketball showcases, which is great for our athletes, obviously. But baseball, softball, volleyball, men's and women's basketball have all hosted camps there. I think golf even had one this spring. And that, again, that would not have been possible with what we had before.
Yeah. Not to mention that you did have some golfers that performed very well.
Our men's golf team finished 8th in the country this year. Kirkwood won it, which I think is the men's team is probably the first cold weather team outside of maybe Kansas to win the whole national tournament. So in our conference, and you don't think of golf as being a real strength in Iowa, but it is, we had two top 10 teams out of our conference, which I'm sure was probably the only one.
We always certainly talk the softball and baseball,
right?
And stuff, you know.
Well, in baseball, Southeastern finished runner-up this year, and we beat them in the season series. So we have extremely talented athletes in our conference, and it's shown by where they go off to.
Right? Recruitment numbers, I know, have been – you've had people that have – once we got the field set, that really helped the coaches.
It has helped a lot. And then housing. I can't overstate housing, that when – people come to visit from Iowa or from out of state and see how reasonable the prices are, what's covered by scholarships and what's not, but they see the facilities and that you don't have to have a car. You can walk across the street to go to class and to practice. It's a huge advantage that we've got over most schools in Iowa. And these are not like lavish facilities. They're just really good and they're new.
Yeah. And we work on keeping them now.
Yes. That's been so the challenge. Baseball's been busy recruiting this summer. I know that, that Coach Mishler and Coach Higginbotham have been out looking at guys. Softball, their recruiting class for this year is maybe their strongest ever. Liguori is just extremely excited about who we're getting. I think he said we had 7 recruits who had been All-State as juniors, who are going to be seniors, who are playing right now mostly.
Yeah.
And
Tournament time for them.
It's tournament time up in Fort Dodge. So we are very excited about baseball, softball next year. Women's basketball has a great recruiting class. Men's basketball has some great returning guys, and they just have signed a few guys that are really going to help us. Volleyball, Coach Lopez and Coronado are very excited about who we've got. And who we have back some great sophomores who are very excited to still be part of the program. And, you know, last year we had a couple stay for a third year because of COVID.
Because of the COVID.
Because they liked it so much.
So that's good. And the one part I always like to bring up, and I know you always like to talk about it too, is your athletes have performed very well in the classroom too.
They do. We had over 100 again. And this is not a matter of course. I will never take this for granted. But we had over 100 all-region athletes again this year. That's a 3.0 or above. And that is not with programs that are designed for athletes to stay eligible. This is regular college classes. You know, they range in difficulty by instructor and discipline, but they are still regular college classes and they're difficult. So I'm really proud of who we get in. Behavior-wise, they've been amazing to work with over the last couple of years with their service they do. I mentioned a shout out to the Boone Bulls softball team that played on Saturday down in Ankeny, that they took second and they will be at state. They had 1-1 and lost 1. They played very well. And they've had a lot of help from several teams on campus, including men's and women's basketball and softball, mostly about their basketball team. But we've also had a little bit of help during the summer from softball as well. So I can't, that's so appreciated. The efforts they make in the community are much appreciated.
So, your coaches have all, I mean, they when they come in, they all buy into it too. They get out there.
Cross country, because I think we've got 20 runners next year.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I just think when Coach Dose was doing his deal when I got here, and he started building it more, but I can remember a year where we had 5 women out with no men's program, and now we're Coach Melchert's up to, I think, 20 between men and women, and golf is pushing 20. Which is great for housing.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons why housing is full, is that those two programs have jumped. But we're hoping to make some noise in cross country this year. We're starting to get some pretty serious runners who come here, and the academics help sell the program to a lot of our student athletes as well. If it's not a program where they're necessarily going to get scholarship later on, they like to come in and see what we're doing as STEM or where they can transfer to our honors program.
Yeah, and that's the other one too. We do have a lot that get recruited. Yes, and again, Nancy Wood's a big part of that.
She is, absolutely.
Other things before we wrap up here too. Special Olympics too.
Yeah. So we played the other day. We'll be August 5th going to Ankeny to play that, and that's a team that I think the ages range from about 14 to 44. So it's small because Boone just doesn't have a lot of Special Olympics going on. I'd like to thank the Moose Lodge in particular, though. They wrote a nice check to us during the state basketball tournament, and without really even being asked. And I know that people in the community have been extremely supportive of that. We love the fact that they're doing as much as they are. Coach Anderson has been doing softball, Don Anderson, and he's done a great job with some help from volunteers like me who don't know what they're doing. So that's a great thing. We had 15 on the team. We had some still in high school on the team, some barely in high school, and then some that have been living on their own for a long time. So we really do appreciate it. And again, DMAC has been extremely supportive with our athletes. They make such a difference. And then, of course, our Special Olympics athletes go to games and are supportive with the community.
Big tie in with it.
Yeah.
They know those players.
Yes, they do.
They do. Let's see. Very quickly here, of course, for parents that didn't do FAFSA or anything like that, we still have people that can help you get through this.
We do. So anytime you want to come up to campus, we're going to have someone available But we usually only have one advisor available for walk-ins at a time. And during the summer, it's much better. And, you know, if someone gets sick, we can cover usually. Mm-hmm. And we do remote advising calls as well, though. You don't have to come to campus. But please, if you want to know more about Boone or about DMAC in general, just give us a call at the main office number or go to dmac.edu/Boone. And you can get the number there as well. And we would love to have you. It is not too late to get enrolled and registered. We have spots, and I'm not lying. This is not the car salesman saying inventory's low, but it is getting lower for classes that people want at times they want. There's, yeah. If you to want the schedule you want, you need to get in.
Yeah, and don't delay on it. And again, for I know when we get around to school starting up, we're going to have some of those high school students are going to be looking at dual enrollment again. So.
Yes, we're working hard with Principal Johnson at Boone High School, including on some things like we did last year with history, where students may be able to come over to get classes that they can't get on the high school campus. We love that. That just adds to the activity level. And, of course, we can get our hooks in them.
Yeah. And they can get, for less cost, a bunch of credits.
A bunch of credits for not as much as they pay if they went somewhere else.
Do appreciate you taking time coming in. The best way for people to find out, I saw the big thing, dmac.edu.
Yep. It's in the window. And we're working on a new billboard out on the highway. We may buy a second one. We really want people to know about what we have here in Boone.
Really taking a look at it. And again, get out there and appreciate what's happening, too.
So we'll have the volleyball schedule will be published soon, but there will be some home matches plus a tournament. We really want you to come out this year.
Come out and watch them.
Yep.
Be a part of it. Thanks for taking the time to come in and join us today. Appreciate it. And again, people, if you have any questions, I start dmac.edu.
Yeah, that's
and just
the best
go to the
to
Boone
go.
Campus. Easy way to get out there.
So thanks, Jim. And again, thanks to the Boone community for starting this college and for continuing it with their support.
All right. Drew Nelson, Provost of the Boone Campus Des Moines Area Community College, on our tuned in program for you today on KWBG.